You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, quickly, before we get into this, I wonder if this is a bigger segment for our show. Did you see that Denver made the top 10, I mean just barely at number 10, but the top 10 of the most polite cities in America?
I did see that, and I think that's a bunch of crap.
I kind of do too, and I'm not trying to be mean to my hometown. I'm not doing that, but
I'm going to say state has gotten, everybody I come across is like rude and grumpy now. Everybody. I can't tell you the amount of times I've crossed paths with somebody in a store or, you know, had to move out of the way and I apologize, excuse me. And they just stare at you. There's no conversation anymore.
This might be a
anymore.
Bigger segment for our show. Maybe I'll set it aside for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I hate Denver to sit still, and complain about everybody, everyone's so rude.
I will tell you, I mean, I moved and adopted Denver as my hometown in 1986, and it was a different city back then. And people were different. I mean, they just were. And I'm not saying Denver is rude necessarily. I'm saying that it is more blunt and short-tempered than it used to be.
Everyone's got a scowl.
Well, not everyone.
Everyone I come across, maybe it's just me. They're just looking at me. But
maybe people just scowl when you walk in the room.
No, I just really feel like nobody is polite anymore. You can't have a conversation with anybody. I don't know.
Maybe that's why I think it might be.
Maybe it's just a general way of the world now, though, too. I don't know, man.
Or we can talk about it now. We can move the first date thing to tomorrow.
No, I love this first date thing. I really do.
All right.
So
but I'm
going to
save the rude thing for tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk more about
it. All right.
There was a TikToker who listed her 16-point list of rules for a first date. And, you know, the first time I saw the headline, I was like,
another one of these. Yeah, lists, blah, blah, blah.
But I scanned it and I thought,
this is pretty good.
Some of these are actually kind of interesting.
Well, school me a little bit because I haven't been on a date in 1,000 years. So if all of a sudden I was thrown back into the dating scene, how should I be approaching everything?
Well, we can go. I don't know if we need to. We could or we don't have to go through all of them, but we can try. I don't want to click on the whole thing, but here's some of the things she says. Pick a Thursday.
I saw this. I love this. I've never even thought about this. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Because as she puts it, it's the perfect closeness to the weekend. So you can make plans for a second date before Monday, and then you know how you feel.
I think
that there's a lot of pressure on a first date when it's a Friday or a Saturday, because those are date nights.
Correct.
And I think there's
and
really...
And you've got to plan something bombastic and entertaining and blah, blah, blah for the weekend, I would think. And then Thursday, you're like, no, let's just meet up and grab a bite to eat, get to know each other.
Or a coffee.
A coffee, even?
A Thursday coffee.
A McMuffin?
I mean, I have really pulled away from this. Even if it's not dating, even if it's just meeting up with people, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, yeah, why don't we grab lunch? I'm like, grabbing lunch is awkward a lot of times, unless you're really close with someone. Yeah. Lunch can be kind of awkward. So I'm like, oh, let's just meet for tea or coffee or something.
A Jamba Juice. Something.
Well, no.
What are your thoughts on Jamba Juice? Let's go get a refreshing smoothie.
Well,
I do.
I used to be really big on the Jamba Juice chocolate one, whatever that was, chocolate banana one that they had.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun to say, I think. It's kind of throws somebody off, you know? How about a Jamba Juice?
I realized it had 3,000 calories.
I know, they're really bad. But I really like the idea, though, that if that Thursday date does go well, then, like, you're boom. Like, you can, you know, give it some time and be like, well, let's go back out on Saturday. Because then you can actually do an official date. Like, if it's really good, you're
right.
Like, boom, let's get right back at it on Saturday.
Yeah. So I like the Thursday thing.
I like that a lot.
She says, drink 1.5 glasses of something to pregame.
Well, that's why make it a 1.5. Just go for 2.
I
guess.
I'm ambivalent about that one.
It calms the nerves, right?
I do like 3 a lot. Don't become a pen pal before the date. You want to get to know them in person, not over text. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, that's so obvious, but people, I guess, don't do that.
But it,
we stayed up until midnight texting each other, you know? No.
Yeah, because first of all people wear some sort of mask at first, right? And I think never more so than when they are initiating a relationship with someone through text, because you cannot be yourself through a text messaging. Right, no matter how much you say you are, you're not.
Right, yeah. And I'm just more along the lines of then when you do finally get together for that delicious smoothie, it's like, what are you going to have to talk about? Because you kind of covered everything over text.
Yeah, so don't become a pen pal. That is strong.
That's solid advice right there.
Number four, beverages are important if you drink. That's cool. Order something at the bar. If not, go out for coffee, yes. Because holding a drink of whatever kind does make you feel more comfortable.
That's and just a I don't general know why, that's rule like if, for...
Yeah, if you go to a party.
Any social engagement, yeah.
Try going to a party sometime. I mean, a lot of people just went to, Labor Day parties. But try imagine going to a party. You're standing in the kitchen with everyone, and imagine standing there an hour with no beverage in your
hand. What do you
hand.
Do with your hands?
Right.
Put them in your pockets?
Yeah. I mean, it's even a subconscious thing. Like, we want to hold that wine glass, or we want to hold that beer bottle, or we want to hold something. You know, red Solo cup. I don't care.
Something. And haven't we all been in the situation where whatever beverage you have is gone, so you fake the sip? Have you all done the fake sip?
Yes and yes.
You got a can of beer and it's gone. You're still like, ha-ha, this is
or
great.
You get down. You don't want to start cracking open a whole lot of beers necessarily. So you see that there's only about, one-fifth left. And so you really nurse
it. Or you just go up and let it, like, touch your lips and then go back down. You don't even take a sip.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Number five, I don't know. Let's debate this one. Don't add the person as a contact in your phone until the third date.
Nah, that one's kind of stupid.
That's too difficult.
Because if they do text you back, you want to see, like, quickly, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. That one's kind of stupid.
I'm going to skip number six and come back to it, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Number seven, if someone pays for the date, thank them in person. But afterward, don't text them first unless they ask you to text when you make it home. That's too complicated.
It's a little gamey to me. It's games.
I agree. Well said. Number eight, make tentative plans with your friends for after. So that you do have somewhere to go if you don't want to stick around on the first date.
Okay. Yeah.
In a way, that's kind of gamey too, but at the same time, it's solid advice.
It's solid, yeah. Because then you kind of have an out too, like, oh, I'll see you later because I'm meeting up with other people. Or, yeah. Okay.
And you can tell them that before you go out. You can say, hey, I may only be able to stay for an hour because I might have something else. And then if it's going really well, you can say, hey, I'm going to tell my friends, some other time. And that's...
Better invite them along if it's going so well. Be like, come with me. We're going out. You know, I'll let you
know. No, I disagree with that.
What? Too soon to meet friends?
Too soon to meet friends.
Okay.
I made that mistake one time.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You met her friends? Or she met
your friends? No, I had been... It was like an all... And listen, I'm not going to knock. The date was like one of the best first dates I've ever been on in my life. But at the end, a buddy had been texting me, and I said, well, we're still out. It was like an 8-hour first date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exaggerating. And I said, meet out. And we probably shouldn't have done that.
You met up.
Met up with some of my friends after. Because we got together at like 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and it was like That's 9 or 10.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, we went like 5 different places on a first date.
Yeah.
Crazy. Cool. And that wasn't the plan. It was going to be 1 hour, coffee, done.
Hmm.
And let's go back to number six. Tell one comedic trauma story.
It's kind of like the icebreaker story, essentially. It's a tragic story, but it's funny. Let me tell you how I lost my finger. You're going to crack up.
We are over time. I'm going to take a quick break and come back and talk about this one.
Okay.
One of them, though, that I do have to point out, number 14. If you run out of convos... Meaning things to talk about.
Yeah.
What's your top 5 fave albums or desert island?
Whole desert that's always kind of fun, I guess.
However, she misspelled desert island, so it's dessert island.
Yeah, if you were stuck on a dessert island.
Which is wonderful.
Tiramisu?
No, and never.
What? Oh, you don't like tiramisu?
No, it's the Italian so in me is embarrassed to say that I can't stand tiramisu.
We had tiramisu at Maggiano's this weekend, and I took a picture of it, and I almost sent it to you, but then I heard the little voice in the back of my head of you going, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
It was so good. It's one of my favorites.
Well, you can have
but
mine.
Real quick, what would your dessert island be then if you were stuck on a dessert island?
Probably chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I mean,
it's great.
In a knife fight between chocolate cake and tiramisu, chocolate cake's
going to win.
Slaughter.
Absolutely.
Tiramisu is delicate. Chocolate cake is.
Tiramisu would throw that knife down and run away.
Dessert island. Oh, my God. So what have you got for the comedic trauma story? Did you tell a comedic trauma story on your first date?
I don't believe I did. And it's funny. During that break, I was trying to, like, rack my brain to think about which story I would try to tell. I mean, I got the hot sauce packet in my eye that's pretty good. I think I would probably go... I would hope to somehow get fingernails or toenails within the conversation, and probably tell the one about my dad getting all of his toenails bent back.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's a pretty solid one. It's pretty cringy but funny. Or the one where my uncle got his two front teeth knocked out on the trampoline. That one's pretty good.
Yeah, but those are happening to other people.
But that's okay. I don't think it has to be about you. What's yours?
I don't know,
when you pooped your pants golfing?
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's probably a good one.
That's a good one. Because, you know, it's self-deprecating.
Yeah.
It shows that, you know, that you can face embarrassment. That's
you get a little poop talk out of the way right off the bat.
I like that. I will tell you that it wasn't a first date, but I can tell you a funny kind of comedic tragic thing that happened on a second date. And it really cemented the fact that we continued to go out, I think. On a second date, it came up. I'd lost my mom at the time. My dad was still alive back, because this was back in the 90s. But I'd lost my mom, and she had lost her dad. And it came up on our second date, and we were sitting there, and it was an Italian restaurant, and we were talking about it, each sharing our stories. And before you know it, we were both crying.
Oh, like you just sad tears?
Sad tears.
Missing your parents.
Missing parents. That we had lost parents. And we were bonding on the second date. It wasn't bawling, but they were like tears, like the slow tears for both of us, which made us start laughing.
Right.
It was
right.
Like, oh my
That's
God, it's
cute.
Just it's our second date, and we are sitting here crying, talking about our parents.
That's sad, but really cute, too.
It kind of was.
It's adorable. And then we went back to the car and had our way with each other.
I took her straight to Dessert Island.